glad you're here. Could you turn me on for the Lord?
Thank you, Brother Brad. I want to welcome you who are watching online this morning. Hey, let's give a big shout out to Steve-O in the hospital this morning.
Steve, God bless you.
And those who are worshiping with you via live stream today. And I think there's others out there. I'm hesitant always. I know there's some folks out there, but I'm always hesitant to shout out their name in greeting because, you know, I don't want to invade their privacy. You know what I'm saying?
Like so
for everyone else who is watching this morning, thank you so much for joining us today via live stream. Welcome to Living Well Church. Are you ready to move forward? Boy, we can get weighed down, can't we? All kinds of weight. And those rocks symbolized the things that we pick up in life by our own choices and also the things that happen to us, sometimes by the malicious intent of others, sometimes by the indirect, just inaction of others, things happen to us and we begin to carry those around. Before long, we find ourselves being weighed down to a point that we can't find the joy that others are finding in life. And that's what that brief little video there about Celebrate Recovery was. A couple little changes this morning. One is the offering basket is back there. There's one basket. We're not going to have any ushers this morning. And if you would like to contribute to the offering this morning, it's back there. You don't have to do it at any particular time. Just if you would like to support the work of Living Well Church, it's back there for you, back there by the sound table. And appreciate that so much. So we're going to give the ushers a break this morning. Let's see. Bill, you've got an announcement for us
I was going to talk about Scott Sherwood. Our DS is coming in. As I've said before, a fantastic individual. As far as men go, none of us are perfect, but he's a good fella. And he always carries such a good message with him. God speaks through him. So next week he's coming in. There are a few things, maybe if you contact Miss Jeanette or somebody, if you want to maybe make a little bit of preparation for him, and that's up to you if that God lays that on your heart. But doesn't matter what happens, he's going to get in here one way or another. And he's going to, if I remember right, be handing out certificates for the church membership. So, but once again, he will carry a great message. He always does. You'll walk away filled for sure.
Amen. Wednesday night's Connect Ministry, really a ministry for the entire family, which includes Celebrate Recovery. And we have started the women's group for Celebrate Recovery. We just need a couple additional guys before we have critical mass and can start a group. So if you're interested in Celebrate Recovery and happen to be a guy and would like to be a part of that, hope to see you on Wednesday night. It'd be awesome to be able to get a group going this Wednesday. So the gals are over there in the new part. And guys, I'm not sure where we're going to be yet, but we'll find a place. Guys are adaptable. We can meet in a van down by the river. Amen. Let's stand together and sing. Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire, singing your name. I just want to stop right there. Have you ever been close to a blazing wildfire? I haven't been in like a forest setting, but I have been close to a fire that scared me to death in a downtown, the part of a city that I could see. You could see the plume of the smoke. You could see the plume of the light from the fire, and you could feel the heat from blocks away. I've sung this song a couple weeks now, but look at that first verse. Your love is radiant like diamond. Would you go back to that first verse, Brad? Go back to the first verse. Your love is radiant like diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us. Amen?
Amen.
Like blazing wildfire, singing your name. He's not going to leave us alone. Isn't that good news? He loves us, and he will pursue us with his love. Let's sing that. Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire, singing your name. God of mercy, sweet love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You've given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Isn't that interesting that God is described as a rock? You've been my rock. And then the writer of the psalm says, I want to dwell in your tent. What's a tent? It's a temporary dwelling. God is one who gives us an anchor for our soul. He gives us a firm place to stand. But we're also to be on the go. Amen? We're also to keep moving forward. And I want to ask you this morning as we focus in on Jesus today, how you doing with the moving forward part? We can get stagnant. And you ever seen a pool of water that at one time it had fresh water flowing in it and back out of it? When we reach a point of stagnation, bacteria begins to grow and nasty stuff begins to happen. You see, we got to keep moving forward, or we stagnate. And today we're going to talk about making decisions and about how important it is that we move forward in our spiritual life, because that's really the only option other than stagnation. Amen?
Amen.
Let's sing together. When darkness gathers all around us, we will see His glory breaking through the night. Us with His power, Christ in us the answer, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us, His love has overcome, He is alive in us, He is the risen one, same power that the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us. Brad, would you go back to that first verse? Let's sing that again. When darkness gathers all around us, we will see His glory. Christ in us the answer, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us, His love has overcome. He is alive in us, He is the risen one. Same power that raised Him up is the power that lives in us. His promise stands throughout the ages. He will never leave us. We are not alone. Greater than our weakness, He is strong to save us. We will stand victorious, a hope for all the world.
Our God is strong.
Our God is strong. Stop singing, lift Him up, let the whole world hear. We will never stop shouting, lift Him up, every voice sing praise. Everyone lift Him up, lift Him up. Hey, let's let this be our proclamation of faith this morning. Our God is strong in us, His love has overcome. He is alive in us. He is the risen one. Same power that raised Him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us. His love has overcome. Alive in us, He is the risen one. Same power that raised Him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us. Our God is strong in us. Yes. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to sing a beautiful hymn this morning. My faith has found a resting place, not in denies nor grief. I trust the ever-living one, His wounds for me shall prove. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Listen to that next verse. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him, and He'll never cast me out. Praise the Lord. That Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him, He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. Bill's going to lead us on this verse.
My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood.
I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Let's stand together and dedicate this next verse to everyone, all situations that need the great physician to step in and intervene. Amen. Brother Steve, we're thinking about you this morning. Let's sing. My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me, His precious blood He shed. For me, His life He gave. Let's sing together.
My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me, His precious blood He shed. For me, His life. Jesus died, and that He died for me.
Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Let me read that again. Brother Brad, back it up. Back it up, Brad, if you could. Find rest. Oh my, that sounds like we should all be saying that right now. Let's do it. Find rest, oh my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times. Oh, people, Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, we've sung about, we've prayed, we have thought about the fact that You are our resting place. You are our provider. You are our Redeemer, our rock, our hiding place, our great physician, our healer. And in You we find rest for our souls. We're so thankful, Lord, that today our peace does not come from our circumstances. Because frankly, we'd all probably be insane this morning. Instead, our peace is in You. And today, You are that steady rock, that hiding place, that shelter in a time of storm. And even if the storm is raging and the wind and waves are blowing, You're with us. And we praise You today for being our rock. You've also called us to go. It's not just about us finding security in our strength in You. It's also about that strength is for something. That security is for something. And You've told us in Your word to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. With You being as our rock, dwelling in tents, off we go. You've taught us in Your word, Lord, that foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head. And Lord, we're learning. It seems counter-cultural, the message that You send us, Lord, and it is that our peace is not found in the abundance of our possessions or in how strong our foundation is on our house or how leak-proof the roof is, but instead our salvation is found in You and You alone. And You never promised that we wouldn't have a leaky roof. You didn't promise that the foundation on our house wouldn't crack and give way, but You did promise You'd never leave us or forsake us. And Lord, we give You praise today. You've called us, Lord, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to be salt and light, to be Your ambassadors. And so, Lord, we pray today that You'd give us the strength to do that, the knowledge and the wisdom to pursue You and pursue Your call on our life and live it out. So, Lord, today, thankful that we can, it doesn't matter what we do for our day job, what we do to earn pay, to pay for the needs of our households, we have been appointed by You. Our first job, our first vocation, our first desire is to be Your follower, to be Your people, to go into all the world and share the good news. And we thank You, Lord, that we can do that, beginning with our family and going on out. Thank You, Lord, for this community of faith. And today, we humbly ask You, Lord, to heal the sick. We humbly ask You, Lord, to save the lost. And like Paul, we proclaim, Lord, that You saved us, the worst of sinners, and we thank You that today we've tasted Your grace and know what it is to move forward with the power of Your Holy Spirit. Today, Lord, we do that, taking You at Your word. We praise You, Lord, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Well, don't sit down. You can't sit down for this song.
Uh-oh.
We're going to do something this morning. We're going to sing along with the video. Those of you who were with us on Wednesday night at Connect got a taste of this. And I have been tapping my toe and moving to this thing all week. Let's do this. Brother Brad, I don't know. Turn the lights off up here, I guess. Let's do this.
This is our life in Christ. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
Made to was going to dismiss the kids right now, but I've got a video that would typically play during the offertory. And you may be seated. So you may be caught in a rut and feel like you need to give right now. And that's okay if you want to walk back there and give in the basket. But no, that's not what this is supposed to be. But I won't stop you if you do that. But Brad is going to play. Have you ever seen the cardboard testimonies? Brad, would you go ahead and play that song? And this will be in place of our offering this morning. And after this, I will be dismissing the kids for children's worship. Stand still and you will see the deliverance of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. At this time, Jennifer, I believe, is going to be leading our children's worship. And be sure you're following Jennifer on the way down. She may take you a different route. You know, there's lots of different routes to go in this building. So you are dismissed.